I got it in the chat.
Okay.
Sure. You got it? Okay.
Okay, so we're starting again. No.
Make it easier for me.
Okay, Avi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pilkas, Daniel, Shayna, was your sure father. So the Shulchan Aruch says that when you're davening, you can't hold tefillin, a sefer kisvei kodesh, money, because we're afraid these things are going to take away your kavana. Right? And then we saw the last week, the Prima Godim on page 2, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, that no, it's not nothing to do with specific things that will take away your kavana. On page 2, it says, "Afil shar dvarim asur." Everything is asur. Yirat jein omen kach b'nei hagdolim. In other words, that's the word. In other words, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to some Rishonim, like Rashi, the pshat is going to shter your kavana. That's what the Taz quotes. But according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, that these things are lav dafka. So the word is anything, because it's not derech, the way the Prima Godim writes, she'ein im omed kach b'fnei hagedolim. Whereas if you would be invited to the president, to the king, would you be holding something in your hand? You wouldn't be holding something in your hand. So it's not... she'ein omed kach b'fnei hagedolim. So Joe Miller just asked, so then what's the heter of Lulav? So what's the heter for Lulav?
Because you're doing the mitzvah. It's like if you're standing before the Melech holding a spear because you're the king's guard, you know, it's not considered the same thing, I think.
Interesting. Was Joe Miller asked the Kasha, it says in Shulchan Aruch he could carry a lulav. No, the Shulchan Aruch is clearly working with the Sfar of Bittul Kavana. The Shulchan Aruch is clearly working with that Sfar. Hi. We're in the middle of Shir. I'll call you back after the Shir, okay? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch is not working, but maybe in a Hanami, maybe according to this Shita, it would be in a Hanami, Biyasa. It would be Biyasa. Even though Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes here saying, Aval Pishim, Paul Efshashi Pasel, still it's Mutter. But I don't know, maybe the Prima Godim would say that it's Aser. So Arav Sarlin's asking, but the Gemara says Anshe Yushalayim used to do it. Question is, what's the Lashon Gemara? Omid Lispal, what's.
What would be wrong if
it would be? In other words, the Prima Godim is saying the reason why you carry things in Emsat Fila is because that's Eino Omed Kach Bifnei HaGedolim. In other words, when you're looking, when you go to the king, you don't carry things in your hand.
Right, but if you're the king's cupbearer, or if you're serving the king food, the king wouldn't say, how could you come to me holding something in your hand? Because you're doing work for the king, you know. You're holding the lulav, it's mitzvah yom or whatever. You know, you're engaging in work on behalf of.
So he wants to say because you're doing a mitzvah for the king. So then, like, if you would be doing, you would be the sar hamashkim for the king. You would be holding the. So maybe they would agree.
It says mitzvah.
Who are we reading?
Gemara and Sukkah. Yeah. It says mitzvah. It's just that the reason why everything else is not a lot of mitzvah. Karakhapim, mitzvah he below time. And Sukkah is a mitzvah. We're not.
Yeah.
Mitzvah is not. You have if you have a hula, then we're not worried about you having bad kavanas in front of the king.
Yeah. And
also, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is interesting. It says Ululav Bizmana is mut, right? Because it's Bizmana. The Zman of the mitzvah is not in the middle of the Chazaras HaShas V'Shachris.
Why? Maybe the whole day is the Zman.
Yeah, but Lididan, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Yanchi Yerushalayim. Paskins that it's by Halal, as a mitzvah, not to hold it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch says you can hold it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, but what does it mean, bizman mutter? Only on...
Yeah, Rav Salim says it means only on Sukkos.
But even Mincha? Even Mincha? Or
even Mincha, yeah, Mincha, everything. Maybe not Marv, because Marv is not...
But Mincha, you can hold it according to it?
And you see this idea on page 4 is the idea of Omer Lefnei HaMelech. It says, Lo yamo de tefila ba'apundoso v'lo barosh megula v'lo baraglayim megulim im derachan she'amokam sh'lemdu lefnei gedolim ela bati raglayim. Whereas if you were Omer Lefnei gedolim, you would wear, you would cover your foot, so you have to cover your foot now. Because you always gauge it, what would you do lifnei hagadol? What would you do lifnei hagadol? So that's the question: Would you carry the lulav lifnei hagadol? So Joe was saying maybe if it's the king and he is servicing the king, so maybe yes. But it's interesting. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch on page 5 of Kuf Pei Dalet Sifkes. In Lishol B'Berkas HaMazon B'Nei HaYira of B'Nei HaKovet. He says, Yesh Omer, Mesh Misha Omer Shadina Ketfila. That in certain, in other words, questions of whether you're allowed to speak in the middle, to whom are you allowed to initiate, to who you want to respond. So he says, Nishal Bebrikas Hamazon Ibnei Hayira Ibnei Hakavod. Is Yesh Misham Shadina Ketfila, as the stringencies of Tfila. So that's what some say. There's other people. So the question is, to what degree do we compare tefillah to Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hey.
Good.
Right, so he says that the Berkas HaMazon should have the same din of tefillah, just like we see. Right, the halachas of whether you're allowed to be shoyal and whether you're allowed to be mafsik is the same as tefillah. That's what he writes here. See, the other brachas, no big deal. Page 25 of the left. He shouldn't have listened. He writes over here from the reverse of Frank, the child is crying, is a different story. But it could be that the that has the same halachas of Shmoneh Esrei. But the horror, if the idea is that you're always l'fnei hamelach, then it's if you have something in your hands. And that's this halacha about what in Lishol Berkas Hamazon the Yerim they're called to initiate. Each Mishom Meshadina Kitzpilu that would be awesome. It's a higher level of your Omer L'fnei HaMelech. Now Berkas Hamazon L'chor is not Omer L'fnei HaMelech. So what's the pshat? So why should we be machmir? So if someone would say maybe it's because of bracha deraisa. Maybe. Yeah. It's a fetish. Okay. This is the writer, maybe. I mean, I would have better put that tiger. You hold that star ice. But do we say Berkas Hamazon has like speaking to Ron Shalom? Well, Berkas HaTorah, I mentioned in the past, not everyone holds it to star ice. I mean, the Rambam didn't list it. And the Bahag, you know. But basically, in the Sefer Gamani Odecha, he says, because he's on page 25 in the left. If Om Shein Rayim, you have the aim of seeking because the Muslim Lishol with the year of Shilashim Rek Tavid, the Gamani Berkas Hamazon with the Zik Shum Chavis came to Bamas, but they both seek Berkas Hamazon, aim of Shum Berkas Hamazon, indeed, Kfilip. Maybe it's some shot that Birkas Mazon is like which a Birkas Mazon Srichalios with Kifa Achas. It's one continuum. So maybe the same thing over here. You shouldn't try to finish the benching. Then maybe the same thing should apply. That you shouldn't hold something when you end. So that could be a different idea here. Maybe you could just say the regular din of Shem Megipo. You know, it turns out that became the more popular shita, even though I liked the other svar better. You know, let carry things. It's not the way that Melch carries himself.
They're going to say, a baby during their some of them because it's an empty tefillah in terms of being, you know, the Malach or whatever, then maybe you therefore can hold the baby during your journalism.
Why?
Because what would be the reason that you couldn't in that case? I mean, the reason for not interrupting, you know, you're on a couple of, you know, is because it's a continuous ruffler has to be all one continuous thing.
Yeah.
But it's not about it being, it's not evidence, meaning that parallel is not evidence that it's chamor in this way as well.
Right. He's saying
you're not interrupting anybody, right? You're not interrupting a bracha by holding a baby.
Right. So that's the question, whether maybe Brichas Hamazon is the same halacha. Not to hold anything during Brichas Hamazon. And you see that it has the same rules. Like Tfilo, what could you could... But again, if it's an Indian of Omer Lefnei HaMelech, you probably would, like, would you wear a child on your, when you get, if you have a meeting with the president, with the king, with the, well, you wouldn't, you'd get a babysitter and have a kid.
Right. Right, but I thought this idea was that maybe it's not something else.
Yeah. And then the Birkas HaMazon thing, he said, it could be a different issue, that it should be one continuum. You're afraid you shouldn't get stuck. Then he speaks about little children in shul. He writes on page 22. Because really you shouldn't bring the shul, as we say. If you already brought the kids shul and you have no one to give it to, you can put it down in front of you, and if it starts crying, you can pick it up. He says, you have a near death.
Maybe they're not for shul.
What, for the woman or for the man?
Either or. So if you're going to have to dive into this thing with this, that would be respectful. Maybe you shouldn't do it.
Right. It's not only the fair mouth.
Maybe you shouldn't do it at all.
Maybe you shouldn't do it at all. Page 26. Let's see. Let's see. Amurami called. Ain't lovely tinochus will make it as a cloud. And they should mafrim them spalim kavin karoi. So the Vilm Rabinowitz says you shouldn't bring children to little children, tinochus a little. Ain't shiva lafana b'shas atzvila koshkein. You shouldn't put it in front of you during davening, and you shouldn't hold it during davening, because it can be torah that it might fall, or because it's heavy. And he says, you should machmir for Birkas HaMazon also. Right, but he's saying that. Maybe Mr. Carolyn is saying we should read. Maybe she yishmor latino bravado potem etzvila. You're going to have someone who can watch the kid. That is potter. That is potter from tefila. Says Kachar Yisrael Zagon Maritayb, Kachar Shochan Shtuma Vetus. And this is the same idea that by benching you have to have kavana, that's why you sit down. Okay. But if you came to town, I know how to say it. We should be to Kavan and King Ishla Hachman, but they can't be because of us. It's a bit to Kavan. But it's not so clear what the Svar is. I mean, as we said, it could be Bidl Kavan, and it also could be Omer of Nehemel.
Is it possible that they're the same thing?
Well,
possible. What we were saying before in the pre-chadash, that maybe it's the same thing.
But what?
That being only enough is like about tari. Because
say again.
That the issue of you need to be your shayin or amela. Maybe that's just didn't being tari because you wouldn't be tari in front of a king.
Well, explain to me what you're saying. I don't know
what isn't it the same thing?
Then what?
To be hurried and to stand holding something in front of the king.
Well, if you hold that it's a din in kavana, so then that's a din in kavana, the same thing. If you hold it's a din in melech, then melech has to be dignity, then it's a different thing. But it's interesting that idea that Berachas Mazon. The guy was saying halach is din of Shmur Esri. For Hefsek, whether you're that answer, initiate all these things, it's the same as the Mariel.
You don't have someone to watch the kid. It seems very, very radical. A person, you know, especially going back when child care is less available, person could then spend a year not having to menstruate, at least the chakras, you know, and not violating the law.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is it better not to daven at all?
Than to what?
Than to have to daven for a kid?
I mean holding the kid or?
Oh, you have a baby and it's awake, so you know, and it doesn't fall.
So which is better?
Yeah.
Is it better to daven holding the kid, put the kid down, or not daven at all?
Hold the kid.
Yeah. So, someone wants to say something? Or is it like the Taurus Chaim said, the idea might be that you're over al takanas chacham. Just like you have, I think you may quote it here, Rosh HaVerubo, outside the sukkah, v'shulchan v'tach habayis. So there's a whole discussion, if you violate that, what's the din? We discussed it here, Gamaliel Decker. So there's a point, Rosh didn't point out, Tosis and the Ran. Whether you're not Yotze at all, or you're just not Yotze the Daraisa. Or do we say that there are one that defines the Daraisa?
Every pasuk
then? It's a big shayla. Yeah. But that's the Yisod in Kavanah B'Tfilah. And that's what he's saying. That's why Yochas. But the other svara is interesting. But the other problem with the other svara is the issue of the lulav. But the other svara is the prima goddam that which I like a lot. Ein omed keach b'fnei hagadolim. Gadolim doesn't mean what we call today. Gadol just means a bunch of people. You shouldn't in order to help them out. Okay, so I think we've covered now the ending of Bez Hashem. The next 2 weeks, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to do in Yoni Chanukah. Yeah, we'll do things that, you know, if, things about Yoni Chanukah. Okay, wish you all good night. Good to see you all. Have a good night. Okay, have a good job.
Good Shabbos. Also, good
Shabbos.
I think someone should check the Wi-Fi.